We just finished Zot HaBracha, and we now begin Parsha Bereishit. One of the questions that often comes up is, why is the first letter of the Torah a bet? Why couldn't it be an Aleph? Aleph, the oneness of God, it's the first letter, why a bet? Just to make the question a little bit more exciting, we just finished Zot HaBracha, and Zot HaBracha ends Le'inei Chol Yisrael, the eyes of all the Jewish people. Why do we end with a Lamed? Why do we begin with a Bet? So I want to share with you an answer to each of these two questions. First, the Lamed and the Bet together spell Lev, and that's what the Torah is supposed to be. The Torah is supposed to be at our heart. The Torah is supposed to be our most cherished value. And so, it's only possible for the Torah to really penetrate if it comes balev. And that's why the Torah chooses those letters. Why though a bet? Why not an aleph? So to understand that, you have to really look at Sefer Bereishit. Sefer Bereishit is the story of failure. Adam is created, he fails. Chava is created as an Ezer Kenegdo. She fails too. Cain and Hevel. Cain is the first child on the planet. He kills his brother. He fails. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Everybody fails. Why do they fail? I don't know. Everybody for their own different reason fails. But what the Torah is telling us by starting with the letter Bet is that if all you have is one plan, if you just have an aleph and say, that's what I'm going to do, then you have no chance. Because it's not always going to work out that way. There are going to be times where you're going to fail. And when you fail, you need to find your bet. You need to find your second plan and your third plan. I once saw such a great quote. The reason we have so many letters in the alphabet is because if plan A and plan B fail, you have all the way to the letter Z. That's what the Torah is trying to tell us. Man is going to fail, and that's okay, so long as man recognizes that there's an alternative. And if the alternative fails, man is okay, so long as he realizes once again, there's another alternative. Keep trying. Always got to be a bet. There's always got to be another and another. Have a great day.